Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3:5. Our Mishnah returns to the topic of Shlichus, the delivery of a get from a husband to a wife by means of an agent. We'll call him Mr. A. So the husband appoints Mr. A and says, please deliver this get to my wife. Now the Mishnah wants to consider what happens if Mr. A is unable to deliver the get. Is Mr. A allowed to appoint a Shliach of his own, Mr. B, to deliver this get on behalf of the husband to the wife? So now, for starters, our Mishnah here, Mishnah Hey, is talking about a situation in which the get is being delivered within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael. And that being the case, there's no reason for the agent who delivers the get to the wife to have to declare b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, that he saw it being written and signed, of course, because in the scenario I described, this Mr. B agent wouldn't be able to make such a declaration because he wasn't there at the time. So the way I want to explain this Mishnah is to first say the halacha, so to speak, altogether first, and then we'll see it back in the words. The basic assumption is that this husband, who has appointed this shliach Mr. A, wants his wife to get the get. At the same time, since he appointed Mr. A, we assume that it's the strong preference of the husband, unless he expressed otherwise, that it should be Mr. A specifically who delivers the get. That being the case, the halacha is that Mr. A is not allowed to appoint Mr. B in his behalf to continue the shlichus, unless he is in a situation of onus, where he can't do it himself. Once he can't do it himself, we assume, again, unless we know otherwise, that the husband wants his wife to get the get, and therefore Mr. A would be authorized to appoint Mr. B to deliver the get, and that's what he would do. If we knew explicitly that the husband doesn't care, he says, I don't care who he delivers this get, so then Mr. A could appoint Mr. B even if he wasn't an onus. And if the husband made it clear he wants only Mr. A to do the get delivery, so then Mr. A could not appoint Mr. B. Okay, so our Mishnah is in that middle case where we just don't know. Therefore, we assume that only in the case of onus, Mr. A can appoint the Mr. B to deliver the get. Now, if there's an additional demand the husband makes, which includes that the shaliach should reclaim some item from the wife, he says, when you deliver the get to my wife, please also make sure you get from her my Babe Ruth rookie card. So now we have to assume that the reason why the husband chose Mr. A is because he trusts him with the baseball card and no one else will do. So once you add that extra element, since we have to be a concern that the husband would not be agreeable to some other random Mr. B who he doesn't know to hold his, you know, valuable rookie baseball card, therefore, Mr. A no longer is allowed to appoint Mr. B unless he got some explicit authority to do so from the husband. That's how the din is, and the Mishnah says that in much fewer words. The Mishnah says, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, if a get is being delivered by an agent within Eretz Yisrael, therefore there's no declaration of b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, v'chala, and the delivery guy, Mr. A, the agent, becomes sick, unable to carry his shlichus, harezeh mishalcho b'yad acher. So then, really and only then, he's authorized to give the get to another agent, Mr. B, to deliver it to the wife. V'im amar lo, but if the husband said to Mr. A, toli hemena chefetz ploni, when you deliver the get, also please retrieve from her and bring back to me some specific object, lo yishalchanu b'yad acher, at that point, Mr. A is no longer allowed or authorized to appoint Mr. B to carry out a shlichus, she'ein ritzono shehei pikdono b'yad acher, because we presume that the husband isn't agreeable to having this random Mr. B be the one who's got control over his item that he wanted back.